This is Alex Peace of EG with Tim Wooldridge of IM Properties, Managing Director of IM Properties, fresh after their results for 2016. Tim, thank you very much for joining me. Very strong results, but your profits are down by nearly half, or slightly over half. What's been driving that?
We were repositioning the business, really, in terms of a great number of business plans, which we were executing in 2015, culminated in various sales, in crystallizing profit. So as a result of that, 2015 was a lot more about profit taking at the expiry of asset management plans. 2016 was a year where we were looking to recycle those profits back into the business and invest heavily in our development pipeline. So we've reached another cycle within our property business where we are now a lot earlier in new business plans, in new strategies, than we were in 2015 when we were sort of, as I say, exiting them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it should be said that your profits were still 59 million, which is
I think they're the second or third best. It's the second or third best year we've ever had. Mm-hmm. It's just that 2015 was exceptional, and it's a long way to come down from.
No, fair enough. I mean, what is the plan going ahead? What are you particularly investing in? What are you looking for? What do you see as the opportunity in the UK? You've got numerous different arms to IM Properties these days.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly feel that we're in very uncertain times at the moment. There's a lot of pressure on the economy and on the property market generally as a result of various political changes, and so we're proceeding with caution, and where we see the fact that whatever happens in the short term, we're trying to read the fundamentals of the property market. So we're looking to steadily grow our investment, our commercial investment book, and look to sort of add core assets where there's not so much of an emphasis on yield. We're looking for a combination of capital and rental growth, and we're looking to buy longer term income, which then counters the increase in our development pipeline, where you would ordinarily associate more risk. Which is another part of the business which we're investing in heavily, which we've now got a land bank which should, when developed out, have an end value of about 1.2 to 1.3 billion. And that's in logistics, because that's where we see, as many do, the future, the sector that which is going to provide growth going forward in property, more so say than offices, because of the changing nature of consumer trends, online retailing, just in time deliveries, convenience, urban logistics. It's a very exciting sector to be in. It's a very competitive sector to be in, but we're looking to sort of secure land positions and work the land through the planning system to try and create that extra value.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, Spitfire Homes is your residential side of the business as well. So, how are you? Yes. Proceeding? How are you proceeding with that side of it?
They're doing well. 2016 was a decent year. 2017 should be even better. We've got a slowdown in the housing market in the southeast. We are more of a Midlands-based business, although we do have a Maidenhead office. But the majority of our developments are in the South Midlands, and we're selling most of our houses off plan. We've got early reservations, and we've seen some strong price growth off what we've previously appraised sites off.
Impressive. I mean, what should we look out for basically in the next year? What's going to be the key priority in the year ahead, do you think, for yourselves?
I think you've got to be aware of change, and change is happening all around us very quickly. I think, as I say, because of the what happened with the referendum and the election, we are cautious. But we do see we do see opportunities, because where you do have uncertainty, you do have opportunity. If you know your market and you've got confidence in the way that it's going, I think, as I said, in terms of the logistics market, that's a strong market to be in, very competitive, but we should see good performance out of that. And particularly from a development perspective, we are emphasising our business more so on the development of logistics assets as opposed to direct acquisitions of standing stock. In terms of offices, I think there's going to be a fascinating sort of a story unfolding there with flexible office space, the WeWork model, more of a sort of serviced office culture creeping in across a greater part of that sector. We've got 55 Colmore Road, which we still see as a 100% prime asset, which will always sort of appeal to corporates on longer leases. But I think there's some really good opportunities out there for modern refurbed buildings, which will suit the flexibility required by the high tech industry. And I think that's something that we'll be looking at too. I think retail is a challenge at the moment, and that's something from an in-town shopping centre perspective. It's a challenge, but again, there's opportunities there. I think there's a great opportunity to be building in-town resi, whether it's PRS or whether it's private sale. And I think you are going to be seeing over the course of years to come. I don't think with the very nature of in-town development, it's quite long-term. But I do think we're going to see a lot more residential returning to town centres, and hopefully that will lead in turn to a retail restaurant type renaissance.
Great stuff. Well, Tim, best of luck for the year ahead. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Alex.